Blog Talk.
Hey, you're listening. Hey, you're listening. Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Let's dish, baby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Stardish Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And how I want this thing to stop. We have a special guest on tonight. Mr. Bradford Anderson, are you with us, Bradford?
I am. Hello, hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello,
how are you?
Good, good. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, everybody can hear you.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. How many are there?
Well, just so you know, you're being triple teamed. You're on the line.
Oh, my God.
With you're on the line with your host at Stardish Radio, Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't know I was getting all three of you. This is fantastic.
Yes, you're getting all of us. Andy Lance,
wow.
Of us.
No, I can tell Desi's there. Good gracious.
Oh, yeah. Diggler.
Gee, how could you tell?
Hello, ladies. Good gracious. Well, hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
Great. How are you,
sweetie?
I'm
We're
good. I'm
well.
Good. I just laid an area rug in my house.
Oh, you did?
My first area rug. It's very exciting.
What did you lay on it?
What's that?
What did you lay on it?
Oh, I'm sprawled out on it myself.
Oh, I like that image. Okay. All right, let's get clean. Now, listen, we only got Bradford for a little bit, so he has a prior engagement. So I'm so thankful that you took the time out to call Stardish. You are our first celeb guest, so I'm very excited about that. You're the first. You popped our cherry, honey.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you said we were getting clean.
Well, all right, now we are. From now on, we will, okay. All right, so... We have so many people in the chat room. We have so many callers. Everyone was so excited about you coming on our show.
Hooray!
So,
yay!
You know, we're going to start off with some questions. So, Desiree,
okay.
You said you had a question that you wanted to start off with.
Oh, I did. Okay. My question is, since it's the 45th anniversary of General Hospital,
right.
Who in the past 45 years, who would you have loved to work with? Either a storyline or an actor in the last 45 years?
John Stamos.
Okay.
Simply because I think he and I would have had the best hair at the same time.
Oh,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. No, actually, well, the thing is, see, here's the thing. My GH history is not great, but it's improving. Like last year for my birthday, Julie Berman gave me like this trivia book. It was so cute. No one really knew it was my birthday, and then she found out, and she just went crazy, and she got everybody to sign this little trivia book, it's like a reference book. It's my coffee table book. I try to learn from it. So, but it, you know, so my knowledge is expanding, but it's still pretty limited. So I don't know, I know some of the storylines, but I certainly don't know many of the actors, because, I haven't actually seen any of this stuff. I've only heard about it. So, I can only go from, like, the folklore and from what I know. You know, I would have loved to work with Demi Moore. I mean, come on. Or, Vanessa. The cool thing is now is that I'm getting to work with Sarah Brown, who everyone always – really raved about, and someone that I, had heard about in General Hospital folklore, and now I get to work with her, and I love working with her. God, is she fun. And she makes me quake. It's so much fun. I'm getting to kind of live some of the General Hospital history in the present, which is kind of cool.
All right, well, that's good. Nice. That's really good. You could have been Demi's Ashton.
Yeah, I think I'm older than him, so we're a better pair, actually.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah, you want to take the next question, Jennifer?
Sure. All right. I'm going to go back to Broadway Cares just a month ago.
Yeah.
Loved your performance.
Well, thank you,
dear. The whole Georgie.
I
would you,
know.
Would you ever consider doing a Broadway show in New York?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's kind of, that was my first love. And, you know, I got to do a lot of musical theater in my life, and that was what I got used to doing. That was how I, you know, put food on my TV tray. I was going to say table, but I never really had a table. Till today, I bought a table. I have a table.
Yay!
And, yay! Woo! So, you know, that was my livelihood. And so, you know, being away from it for, you know, two, three years now, it's almost, I when I got on stage at Town Hall, I kind of felt, it was like having withdrawals. It felt so right. It was great. So I would, in a heartbeat, I would, you know, as long as I didn't have to give up my job at GH. So.
Well, yeah, that was the next thing. I'm glad to. I hope that you stay there for a long time to come. So, listen, according to an online poll done by a MySpace page called General Hospital Cast and Fan, you have been named Hunk of the Week.
No kidding. Are you serious?
Yes, you have. For this week, yes, for this week, you have been named Hunk of the Week.
Do we know who's writing in? Do we know who's writing into that? Is it like two people?
Are you not? No. No. Rightly, it is rightly your title for this week. So you are Hunk of the Week.
Wow.
Yay. So I wanted to let you know.
Thank
that.
You.
So
thank you for everyone that was delusional enough to vote for me as a hunk. That's incredible. Thank you so much. And quit drinking. Quit drinking.
Will you stop it? The next thing I wanted to touch on, I watched your behind-the-scenes video on SoapNet. And
oh, cool.
Besides the fact that you are hysterical, period,
are you?
on TV, off TV, you're just a funny guy altogether. How cool is it that you guys are really like the pioneer in daytime with this green screen?
I know. Well, getting back to the history, like watching some of the old shots, like watching like Luke and Laura swim in a water tank in the studio, but like actually swim in a real lake or something, or doing the adventures that they did. The scope, it looked, you know, they were able to do so much more back in the day when they had a little more money. But you know, that's kind of the truth of it. And so you know, obviously the stuff that we're doing looks a little bit different, but we can start to expand our vision a little bit again, because I think in the last, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, it's kind of got, okay, what can we do within the studio? Like, what we have to work with what we have. And so now we have this new medium where we can really kind of think big again, and that is so neat. And, you know, I think maybe some of the reason why people don't watch, you know, why maybe the daytime audience is waning a bit is because it has a very specific look. It's like, oh, you turn on the TV and you're like, oh, that's a soap opera, just because you know. You know, it's obviously shot on video. Like, you can see it. You can see it. But all of a sudden, if we have, you know, Kelly Monaco hanging over a building, you know, like, they'll probably watch anyway because it's Kelly Monaco. But it's like, whoa, that doesn't look like a soap opera. You know, so I think it can just, you know, it can really take daytime in a completely new direction. And that's really fun to be a part of. And the fact that we're the first people to do it, you know, it's an honor, really.
Oh, that's really cool. It's a good thing. Now, I want to ask you one last question because we have all these fans that want to get into your head.
Uh-oh.
Who's Spinelli's daddy?
Oh, my gosh. I think I have no idea. It's so funny that it's such like a topic of conversation, you know, because it's never, ever been brought up to me. Like, it's not something. Yeah, well, because I know that, you know, on soaps, it's like, how does this character tie in? How does this person, you know, tie in? Like, what's the bloodline? What's the, you know, that's always kind of like the hidden thing. But for me, the thing that's really cool about it is that they have so many other ideas for my character in terms of just storyline that's not even something that they need yet. You know, like, there's so many cool things that they're going to have me do, and so many different, you know, just people to get into scenes with that. Like, the way I look at it is, if once they start thinking about that kind of storyline, maybe their creativity is a little bit lost in terms of, well, we don't know what else to do with them now, so let's, you know, let's make them somebody's kid, you know?
Right, right.
So I look at it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I look at it as a good. I look at it as a good thing that it hasn't been brought up on, you know, actually on the show, because it means that they have such a plethora of ideas for me that they don't need that one just yet.
Well, the internet rumors are, and I'm just gonna give you the names, and then we're gonna take a call. Is Rick,
okay.
Trevor, and Sonny.
Oh my God.
So those are the internet rumors swarming around. So just so you know.
All three
don't
of them
forget,
together?
These rumors start from somewhere. So one of those three is your baby's daddy. Is your daddy? So okay, I'm gonna go to caller number area code 856. Hey, caller 856, are you there?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hi, Giggler.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm trying to think who's supposed to respond
Desiree,
to that. I hope it wasn't me. I don't know.
Desiree's famous.
No. This is Navelle from Buzzworthy. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's my buddy Navelle from Buzzworthy.
Yay.
How's it
going? It's going good. I see you're keeping the ladies in line over there, you know.
Yeah, I'm making the rounds.
Yeah, you're making the rounds. All three of them at the same time. Very good, very good.
I know. So what's up?
Hey, I heard that you were going to be on the show tonight. I had to give you a call and say, hey, I interviewed this dude. This is awesome.
Yeah, you did. I'm sad. I don't get to spend as much time with them as I did with you because I have to go. This is horrible, but I have to go. I have to go bowling.
Ooh,
oh my
Alice,
God!
Are you girls? Are you? Brad,
well, that's not right.
Show the longest.
No, I'm sorry. It's a horrible excuse. It's a horrible excuse, but it's something I'm committed to. I feel bad, but I gotta go.
But can I
tell? Hey! Screw the interview. I'm going bowling with Bradford. That's it.
Hey, all right.
There you go. Well, you know what though?
I wanted to call and give you guys my support of the show. That, I mean, this is absolutely amazing what you guys are doing here. Awesome starting up this show. Great
Navelle,
job.
Navelle, thank you. It was you that inspired me to do it, your interview with Bradford, because if you remember, that was the first time I ever called into your show when you had Bradford
gonna,
on. So.
You're going to make me cry.
Fantastic.
Okay, well,
all this positivity.
Thank you so much.
Let me get over here and take some more calls.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Navelle. It's good to hear your voice, buddy.
All right, definitely. I'll see you guys next time, all right? Here we go.
Thanks,
all right,
Navelle.
Take care, pal.
Thank you, Navelle.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to area code 763.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you guys?
We're great.
Hi. Your name?
Hi.
Hi. I'm Annie from Minnesota. I'm in the chat room right now. I just wanted to ask Bradford about which actor that he would like to work with more that he really hasn't worked with.
That's a great question. I'm pretty lucky because I get you know handed around a lot. I'm kind of like the town hussy. I get passed around, but I would say you know I get little snippets with Maurice. So and I love working with Maurice. Thankfully, I'm working with Steve more because there was a stretch, especially during the strike, where I didn't work with Steve as much, and that made my heart hurt. I'm back working with him a lot, which is really wonderful. And thankfully, I'm still working with Kirsten, a good amount, so that makes me incredibly happy. But every time I see Tony walk through the halls. I just kind of go, Tony, and I would love to have more scenes with him, but he's caught up in so many storylines, and I'm not even sure if he's here anymore, because I like, you know, he kind of breezes in, breezes out, so he might be breezed out right now. I don't know, I would love to have as many scenes, you know, as I can with Tony, because he's freaking awesome. So, I think that's, you know. And you know, I have a scene coming up with Julie that's going to air soon. I think it's a brief snippet, but I miss working with Julie because Julie and I always have a good time. And I feel pretty good right now about, you know, where I'm at in terms of who I get to work with. So I'm very, very satisfied.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah, but thank you for the question.
Well, thank you.
Annie.
We love you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Annie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to area code 727. Bradford, you have no idea how many phone numbers have popped up here.
Oh, that's so cool.
727.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Florida.
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. So what's up?
I just want to say, I do have a question, but I didn't watch General Hospital in years, but then your character has got me hooked.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much.
You know, you do an amazing job. My question is, what do you hope to happen with you and Maxie?
There is something about our two characters. I think it's because our characters function so differently. And the one thing, like one of the many things that I admire about Kirsten is that Kirsten's character is a true character. Like she's built it from the ground up. It's a very extreme character, and I think my character is pretty extreme. And so the fact that we have these really intense characters that are so different from each other, when we work together, like it's just fun because we have these characters that we inhabit, we can do anything, and we can and things just happen. So it's I would love to see Spinelli in a romantic relationship simply because I don't know how he'll react. I've had little snippets. Like my first real-life kiss, as you know, Spinelli's first real-life kiss was Maxie. And, like, taking Night Shift out of the picture. Like, his first – and that's kind of mind-blowing because – like, as an actor, I've been lucky enough to kiss a lot of the girls on the show, but none of it's been in real life. It's all, like, fantasy, you know? And so it blew my mind when I realized that, but that, you know, that's the first time that we've seen Spinelli have a real-life kiss, at least on GH, not Night Shift. And just that alone, the reaction there, you know, just was – it was so much fun. And, like, there's so many different things that she and I could explore, either friendship-wise, just – figuring how to relate to each other because we're so different, and I just think there's so much potential for exciting television, and so I'd be happy to see it go anywhere as long as I get to do stuff with her. As long as the relationship keeps progressing, then I'm happy. Obviously, I'd love to experiment with the romantic thing simply because I think that would be, you know, really, really exciting. Just because who knows, and what a strange pairing, but I think it could be so much fun. So.
Well, I think that's a perfect explanation. And,
hooray!
We thank you for your question.
Thank you.
And you make sure you guys stay logged on after Bradford leaves because we're going to be doing a lot of dishing about General Hospital after he goes. So don't go nowhere because he hangs up. Because then we'll really see who our true friends are.
There are there are 56 people in the chat room. 56.
Okay, well, all 56 people better. 56.
Wow. Fantastic.
You all better stay put, too. All right, well, thank you very much for your question.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we're moving on, Bradford. I know you probably got, what, maybe 3 minutes left before you have to leave?
What time is it? I got about 10. We're in good shape.
Okay. We're going to go to the 305 Miami area code.
Miami.
Hello.
Miami.
Hello.
Miami.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Nikki. Hey, guys.
Hi, Nikki.
I love that giggle. Hi, girls.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry about the other night. I got disconnected. I want to just...
Oh, that's okay.
I'm up past bedtime, but I had to call in, support you girls, and say hi to Bradford.
Hi, oh, well, Nikki. Thank you very much. And I know he's anxious to talk to you.
I have one question and one comment. I'll keep it brief. My comment was is that I have to say that when you first came on the show, it was kind of like not a typical kind of soap character, and then you went,
right.
And then I saw the scene where you were with Jason and Sam, Kelly and Steve, and
right.
From that point on, I love that dynamic, and I kind of miss it. I thought it was such a cute little dynamic. You had so much in it. You were kind of like their kid in the scenes. It hooked
yeah.
me to your character.
Yeah, no, it was a little budding family. You're right. It was really cool.
It was very cute. And then my question is on to that your character is not a very typical soap character. What brought you to playing on a soap?
Well, it was them really taking a chance. When they wrote the character, it was supposed to be, you know, initially it was like a 2-week arc where he was supposed to die in that car explosion, you know, the one that I think it happened
yeah.
like a week and a half. Yeah, yeah. And that, initially when they wrote him, he was supposed to die in the car explosion. And then once they sat with it a bit, they decided to make it like when I was called into audition, they listed it as a 2 to 3 month recurring part. And so, you know, I obviously they decided that they wanted to, you know, throw a wrench into some things at least for a couple months, and just, you know, because probably they assumed that's all people could stomach. And so it was just another audition. I when I got a call for General Hospital, it was just, you know, I never really imagined myself on a soap for sure. It just didn't seem to be something that was being the cards for me. And but I saw that it was a 2 to 3 month recurring part, and I was like, oh, cool, 2 to 3 months of solid work, that'd be great. And I saw the character, and when I read the breakdown, I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And then when I read the script, I said, ha, 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 oh, my God, that's not going to work. And and so, I mean.
I love that giggle.
For that first audition, it was kind of like, well, you couldn't go in and read those lines and not come up with something, like in terms of you couldn't just go in there and try to just make it normal. You had to create a character that those words would sound organic coming out of. And
which you've definitely done.
Well, so that's what I tried to do. And, you know, thankfully, I remember some people may have heard me say this before, but my manager called me and said that one of the things that, or actually it was Mark Teschner, I think, is what they said. Well, he was the one that told me this. He was saying that Bob and Jill were looking for someone that when they walked in the room, you would just start laughing. And I may be sometimes amusing somewhat, but I've never considered myself like I'm not a joke teller. I'm a horrible joke teller. You know, it's really bad. So I was like, oh, well, you know, they're probably going to get someone, you know, maybe this isn't my job. But I walked in that day, and Bob and Jill just started laughing at me. Like, they literally just started laughing at me. And so I was like, and having Mark tell me that earlier, I was like, wow, okay, you know, maybe I can pull this off. And, you know, luckily they chose me, and it's been kind of a wild ride since, but, you know, it was not something that I expected by any means, and I don't think it was anything anyone expected to last this long. And, you know, it's a credit to all of you for being open-minded and, you know, willing to accept something a little different, so thank you.
Well, I don't know anybody that doesn't love Spinelli, so I guarantee you he's going to be a staple in the history of GH.
Oh, man. Hey, I saw the 45th anniversary, that like 30, 40-second clip that ended with, like,
yeah.
Mo and Vanessa making out on a fake beach. That's funny, right?
Yeah.
But I was in it, and I was like, hey, you know.
Well, Nikki, thanks for calling in. I'm going to try and get
guys.
In at least two more calls before Bradford
have
comes
a good
with us.
Good night, guys. Have a good
bye,
one.
Bye, Nikki.
Night.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay. Now, wow, Bradford, this is the fastest interview you probably ever did in your life. Good thing you drink them Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. We're going to go to area code 781. 781, you're on the air with Bradford.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Megan. Hi,
Bradford. Hi, Megan. Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Whoa, yeah, go to England.
Right
up
in the area.
Huh? Right by where?
Hmm? Say that again?
Where in Massachusetts? I'm sorry. Where did you say you were from?
I actually just said Massachusetts, but it's like... it's a small town that no one really knows about. I just say...
Okay!
Close enough.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for saying hi. What, do you have, like,
all right. Well,
is there something you need? What do you need to know?
I was wondering if you were ever going to come back to Boston for a fan event.
This fall.
Went to the one you did in September. Really?
I think we're going to try to come back around the same time.
That's awesome.
Super. Oh, thanks. You sound as excited as I do. That's fantastic. Yeah, no, I love Boston. Boston's like, you know, as much of a city as I've ever had, and I love it. So I can't wait to come back. We had such a great time. We had such a good group of people, I think everyone would be thrilled to go back. So I think we're planning on it. I hope it happens.
I hope so, too.
Okay.
I was at that one back in September.
Yeah, it was a really good time. It was a really good time. As all events always are. So, you know, the more the better, because it means I get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. Right. Very good. Okay, well.
Thank you for calling, Megan. I'll see you in September.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Jen wanted to...
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I have another caller here. Let's see. 508.
Hello.
Hello, Brandy.
Hi, 508. Do you have a name, 508?
Brandy.
My name is Brandy.
Brandy?
Brandy, yes, sir.
Hi, Brandy. It's Bradford. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm another Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, all right. Where in Massachusetts are you?
Fall River.
Fall River, really?
Yep, Lizzie Bordentown. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, all right, nice. So what's up?
Nothing much, just sitting here talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. And the girls,
okay.
Yeah, my question got asked before, but it was asking about who would you want to work with on the show, but that got asked, but who would you like to work with, like, not on the show, like, any favorite actors or anything?
Any favorite actor? I'd say I'd like to work with Gary Oldman. That'd be awesome. I'd like to work with I want to hang out with Justin Long, because I think that would be fun.
He's cool.
Although he might look at me and go, stop trying to be me and hit me. So he's like, he might say, I have this market cornered. Stop being quirky and get out. I want to meet character actors, guys that, you know, men and women that, you know, I would love to work with Cate Blanchett. People that when you see them act, you can tell that they are outside of themselves, you know, people that, or not outside of themselves, but have created something that is not their normal everyday, you know, manner, you know, not their everyday behavior. People that, actors that don't play themselves on a daily basis.
Would you like
I really
to do
admire
comedy?
Those people.
Would you like to do comedy or drama?
Comedy is incredibly hard, and I think... Well, I'd like to be challenged. I think right now, if I had to start like a different project tomorrow, I would try to do something dramatic, and something that, actually, this is funny. This kind of contradicts what I last said, but something that is actually closer to me, like, to, you know, to who I am, simply because not many people have seen that. And, you know, and I, it's been a while since I've done that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if you get used to playing characters, then sometimes you can get out of the hat. Like, sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but Spinelli kind of has a little bit of a, like, his, he has a little bit of a lisp, actually. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, he hangs on to his S's a little bit more than I do. And so sometimes when I get it, when I get an audition and it's like a young guy, you know, all of a sudden, you know, sometimes I'll go into not Spinelli voice, not, you know, not like the whole shebang, but, you know, yeah, or some, like, certain things that I use for Spinelli on a daily basis. Because, you know, I play Spinelli a lot. I've played Spinelli hundreds of times. So it's kind of like muscle memory. When I'm acting, I do that. So I would love to be able to do something that was really kind of emotionally raw and close to my, you know, closer to me. So I could really just kind of dive into it and be as, you know, be as raw as I need to be. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, babe, I think it's now 11:31. So
I do need to get going.
You
gotta
get going.
Sorry.
That's okay, but you have to you have to commit to coming back to us for a full hour, buddy. That's the thing.
Sounds good.
You gotta come back. We want you to come back because you have about 10 people on hold. So I know those 10 people will call back again to talk to you another time.
Well,
so
I will be here to answer their calls.
All right, aww, darling. Well, I want to thank you from us at Stardish for taking time out of your day to chat with us.
And congratulations, you three. It's amazing.
Thank
you.
Thanks
a lot, Brad.
It's really cool.
Well,
we'll see you Saturday.
No. Yeah, we'll see you Saturday.
All right.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yes,
yeah, see all you folks in Michigan.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well,
we'll be there.
Bradford, would you mind doing a little sound bite for us before you go?
Sure.
Just, you know, I'm Bradford Anderson. You're on Stardish with Jen, Joanne, and Desi type of thing.
Sure.
All right, well, go ahead.
Sure.
You guys
is this something you're going to, is like, do you, like, are you going to record? Like, oh, but this is probably all being recorded, so you don't need, okay. Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
All right, sweetheart. Well, kudos to Bradford Anderson, everybody.
Yay.
Let's thank him. We love him.
Great job.
And you go.
Did you just play a sound effect?
A good game.
That,
Yeah. Wait
cool.
A minute. I got another one. You want to hear another one? Real
yeah,
good.
Totally.
And then I'm going to give
you. Did you really just play a sound effect of Desi laughing?
No.
We should have that, though, when she's not here.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Nice.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, look at that. Neat. Neat. You guys are...
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow,
you guys are fancy.
We're high
fancy,
tech,
fancy.
Okay?
No
we
kidding.
Got it.
All right, well, enjoy
right,
the right, enjoy the rest
game.
Of the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Bradford.
All right, Bradford.
All right,
bye.
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 Aw, we love Bradford, don't we?
That was great.
We do.
Yes,
we do.
Yay, Bradford. So excited. Well, I hope everybody's going to hang out and talk with us about General Hospital, and we can pose some questions. I don't want to see all these lines disappearing because our sweetheart left the floor. So I guess we can move on to another caller.
Yeah, let's talk about, today is the anniversary
of General Hospital.
Yes.
So we're going to caller area code 352.
That's me.
Hi, who's me?
This is Carla in Florida. Man, I missed Bradford by one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had to go. But I'm sure we'll get him back.
Hey, but that's I talked to Tyler Christopher on another radio show tonight, so, you know, I've got my GH fill for the day. I'm in pretty good spirits. What can I say?
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, you were on Buzzworthy.
Yes, I was. So this is awesome.
Okay.
First time I've ever called into either show, so I'm happy.
Oh, okay, well, we appreciate you listening. Is there anything in particular about General Hospital's 45th anniversary you want to talk about?
Sure. I like the show in general. I've watched for 20 years on and off, probably more off than on. Got hooked back in, I think, late 05, early 06. Tyler, of course. He was kind of my first crush. And got really sucked in when Josh Duhon started playing Logan and has watched it every day since. I like the newbies, what can I say? But I like the vets, too. And I don't think the vets get enough airtime at all.
I agree. I definitely agree with
that.
Yeah,
no, you're right. The vets really don't. It's a sad thing, but
seems like they're trying to phase out the quartermains or something. And
oh, I know. It's like,
which
Q is going to be killed this month, you know?
Right,
a core character, a legacy character, legacy family like that, it's a shame.
Yeah.
And it's turned into, as much as I like the mob, it's turned into, like, you know, mob violence every day. Gloom and doom.
It's like a little television version of The Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, not all of us want that. I want a balanced show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, while we have Carla on the phone, I'm going to bring in another caller from area code 202 so she could they can come in and chat with us also.
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, area code 202.
Yes, my name is Akisha from Michigan.
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, I said my name is Akisha from Michigan.
Hi, Akisha, how are you?
I'm pretty well, how are you?
Oh, we're doing really well. We're dishing on GH's 45th anniversary.
I think that I've been watching the show for probably about 30 years. And I too am disappointed at the loss of the Quartermains as a core family on the show.
Right.
It seems, based on the previews, I'm hoping that we don't lose another one this week.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're gonna lose them. I think that we're probably gonna get a newer version of one.
An older version, yeah.
Yeah, an older version. I think they're just going to age them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. I think they're just going to age them out.
Okay.
But, Akisha, are there any storylines in particular over the last 45 years that you really liked?
Well, I think, like many people, I love Luke and Laura's wedding.
Oh,
and
yay.
That's my favorite episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you think that their 25th anniversary was better, paled in comparison to their 1981 wedding? Like, what did you think the difference?
Why I liked the anniversary is because you knew it was for just a short time. Mm-hmm. I wanted Jeannie Francis to stay. However, it made it that much more emotional because you knew she wasn't going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that it was just for a short time that they were going to be with you. That they, you know, they're all going to be a little happy family. And I think that's, Lulu hadn't been on the show for that long. Well, she had been on for about a year or two at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So the combination of everything, I like the way they handled the 25th anniversary of their wedding.
It was good, but it was fleeting, just like a lot of other things on GH.
Yes,
that is true.
Yeah, we have some people in the chat room who are saying the same thing I thought said the other day. SoapNet could have done a nice 45th anniversary special for them, at least.
Agreed.
You know,
yeah.
That's pretty wrong that they didn't do that. I was a little upset over that. And Young and the Restless, they're doing one for Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And, if I'm not mistaken, isn't SoapNet primarily run by ABC? Isn't it owned by ABC?
Oh, yeah. GH is the flagship ABC soap. You'd think they would do a little bit more than a 45-second montage, which was crappy at the end of today's show.
Yeah, I mean, they could have showed so many other scenes. And I mean, while I like that they did incorporate new scenes, But, you know, I mean, those are the new scenes. You gotta show
it was way
Jack
too way too overdone on the new stuff. It was goozified. That's what
yeah.
I said in one message for it. It was goozified to the nth degree.
I agree. There was too much focus on events that, you know.
Yeah, like the warehouse blowing up and stuff like
that. Well,
they
had little or no impact on how the show is overall over the years.
Right, right.
You know?
I think we could
have been a viewer, I felt cheated.
I agree. I definitely agree with you. I think they could have spent a little bit more time, maybe show, like, you know, the first scene between Steve and Audrey, who are, I mean, in my eyes,
yes.
are the super couples. I mean, they were pretty much the first couple of GH, both of me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the problem with ABC Daytime, I mean, not to get away from General Hospital altogether, is that each soap has lost their core family. All My Children was the Martins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although the Martins are still there, it's not shown as that core family. And then One Life to Live has always been the Buchanans, and they'll always be around, but it's not so much the same. And then General Hospital has no one left as a core family. You know, they should all have that one family that everybody's, oh, we love the Martins, we love this, you know, but they lost it.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They lost it a while ago.
Am I still connected?
Yeah.
Yes, honey, you're connected. Okay, because it disconnected me. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, it disconnected me. I just called back in.
Oh, okay. Good.
I saw her call back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I think part of it like you were going through the structure of the ABC shows. One Life to Live, I know the focus was around class issues. That was their main structure when Agnes Nixon made it. All My Children was, of course, focused around family, All My Children. And I think General Hospital is their action show, which is why they don't really focus on, I think somebody else made the point about they focus around events as opposed
yeah.
to, I mean, there are characters that have stood out, but those characters weren't designed to stand out, just like Spinelli, Bradford was just saying. You know, his character was only designed to be there for a few weeks, and I think Luke was as well when they first brought him on. I think they're trying to stick to the overall theme of the show, but I don't think that that's what we as fans necessarily appreciate all the time.
Well, what I think is important to know too that the fans do have a voice, and there are plenty of ways to get your opinions heard. Right, Jen? Isn't there a lot of contact information, comment lines and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the comment line is definitely, you know, the way to go. If there's something that you love about the show, definitely call that comment line and, you know, tell them that there's something that you know, positive or negative feedback, you know, they're going to listen. They, you know,
where would everybody find that?
Oh, let's see. You could find me. There's a ton of places to find it. You could actually find it on, well, one of my sites you could find it on. You could find all the information actually from magazines, call-in lines, emails. You could find it at www.natalia-livingston.com. And there is under contact, you're going to find all of the numbers. And you could write, I mean, you could use it for, you know, for anybody, any of your favorite characters. They're all, you know, pretty much the same emails and call-in numbers.
Oh, that's great. We'll post that on our MySpace page and on the chat room so everyone will see that. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I just wanted to make, I got disconnected myself before. I didn't know what happened there.
Oh, let's see. We have a new caller. We have, let's see.
Okay,
we
well, yeah, let's get some more feedback in here.
Sure, we have area code 949.
Okay.
Area code 949.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Erin from Orange County, California.
Hello. Okay.
Hi, Erin, ladies. This is my first time I've ever called in. It's my first time ever listening, and I'm very much enjoying myself.
Cool. Oh, great.
Well,
good.
So we really appreciate that. Yeah, you girls, I love the laugh. I dig the laugh.
That's our giggler.
She is our giggler.
Our resident giggler.
It's the stuff. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
She's our giggler. She's our giggler. We love her.
Love it.
Go ahead. Giggle, girl. Giggle.
That's awesome.
No, she actually got her nickname from Sebastian Roche, who plays Jerry.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow,
that's cool.
That's
high mark. She's a famous giggler.
She is.
Sebastian endorsed giggler. That's awesome.
Yes, he does endorse the giggler.
That's a big praise.
And with that accent, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That had to be nice.
Everybody loves his accent.
Yeah.
Isn't that just great?
Oh, he's
that's a pretty nice accent. I got nothing on him. I got nothing.
I think I
love him. I hate Jerry, but I love his accent.
Yes.
I don't care what he did, but I love his accent.
He's not Australian, though, so it's kind of weird.
No, he's French.
Brother. And they sound nothing alike, but I let it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
let him slide by on his
good
looks.
Yes.
Yes. I really like the whole thing that Mr. Craig was Jerry at first.
Yes.
But, I mean, I just came to just absolutely love Sebastian. He's just...
Well, I think I'm okay with it now, but I wish they would have at least one scene with him and Bobby. Because
Thank
when
you.
Jerry was on the tour,
hello.
I mean, him and Bobby were, like, naked every day and engaged.
Yeah.
And it was all heartfelt. And, like, he's been back, and... I don't even know if he's been in the same area code as her. Like, they never even have any type of run-ins or anything. I would just like to see that.
Yeah,
that
would be priceless.
Absolutely. Even if she doesn't know, I guess would know now, but, I mean, it would be good just for, you know, history's sake. I don't know if they're even concerned with that, but.
Well, they do all these other nods to history. You know, when Sarah Brown came back and everything like that, you'd think they would at least, you know, give Bobby a shout out.
Which, how are you
enjoying
Sarah Brown being back?
Love it.
Yeah,
I love it myself. I think it's, go ahead, Jen.
Okay, it's just so weird. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Seeing her call Laura Wright. Carly, and I'm thinking, but you're Carly.
Dude, that was true.
I think that's the problem. I think it boggles my mind because I've been such a Sarah Brown fan since Carly, when she first started as Carly. And I guess when she came back, I knew she was coming back as Claudia. But I guess in my mind, I was still thinking Carly, and Claudia is so different from Carly, even though they say that she's like what Carly used to be like. It's just weird to me. I still want her as Carly. I'm like, maybe her and Laura Wright could switch for, like, a fantasy episode.
That would be good. I would love a fantasy
episode.
That would
be a good episode. Yeah, that would be a really good episode.
They could have Spinelli run the mob.
Oh, that would be.
Oh, my God.
That would be a very good episode.
I would like to see that.
But we were just amazed with Sarah because me and Desiree were actually on the set for Sarah's first day back to General Hospital, and we were like, my gosh, she is just absolutely stunning in person.
She's
a whole lot of woman.
I mean, she is quite. I saw her in the, I guess you wore a dress, I think, yesterday or Friday. And
was it
like,
the red dress?
God, the red dress.
Oh, yeah.
I could not believe it. I was like, I feel uncomfortable watching this a little bit because she's a whole lot of woman. I mean, it was like.
Well, she certainly is.
Wasn't a lot
everybody
of imagination
could carry
on that one.
I guess that's all part of Claudia's charm.
Yeah, I guess. That's a lot of charm.
Yeah.
A lot of charm.
Yeah, a whole lot of charm.
That's a whole lot of charm. That's a genie charm right there.
Right.
So who are some of your other favorites?
Yeah.
Let's see. Favorites. I love Sarah. I love Bradford. I'm a big Maxie and Spinelli fan. Me too. I love them. Like, my face lights up anytime they're on screen, even if it's for 15 seconds. Love them. I love Jason and Elizabeth. I love them. I've been a fan of theirs since 1999. Louise. I love Maurice. I used to be a big Sunny fan. It's kind of waned a little bit because I see him every day, and I think a little bit of a good thing, too much of a good thing.
What do you think of Sunny and you're not a big skate fan at all?
I'm not a big skate fan. I don't know. You know what it is? I think about them is probably that Kate is now the love of Sunny's life.
Yeah. I hate that.
I hate that all of a sudden Kate is, I think he called her the woman of his life, like, Friday or something, and I was like, drives me nuts that, I mean, I have, like, nothing really against her. She's a little annoying, but I just feel like all of a sudden there's this big history of them, and she's this great person and the epic love of Sunny's life, and I'm like, there's Brenda, there's Carly, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Brenda, just even Brenda, and I also think, I don't believe that Sunny is in love with Kate. He is in love with Connie Falconberry. She's not Connie anymore.
Yeah, she's not.
Right. And she's going to try and make it work, but it's not done.
I just don't see where they work. I just think about, what do they talk about? Like, they just seem like they have nothing in common. And they just
No.
They're just kind of bland together.
I would like to see. I read something where, with this whole tragedy that's going to come about, how Jax and Kate are looking in from the outside now, and they're feeling left out. So maybe, never know. Maybe
they seem like they would make a good couple.
Jax and Kate would make a good couple.
I think so.
I like that couple. More for me than Sunny and Kate do.
Right.
You know who they need to come back and put Sunny in his place?
Who?
Lois Cirillo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be good.
But they tried that, and it didn't work.
It didn't work because it wasn't Rena Sofer.
But I don't think they're going to get Rena Sofer back.
Yeah, they're not, probably.
They're never going to get her back. She's doing big things.
She was a big star now.
Vanessa's never going to come back.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think it's more of her coming back.
I would love it, and I loved it when she was on, but I don't ever think she's going to come back.
I think she'll come back, but it would be for a very short time.
Yeah, well, I think she would cost so much that half the campus would be gone.
It's a possibility, but you know what? And as an actor got to work, and she don't got a job now, so you never know.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Well, the whole thing is that
a job now.
General Hospital does not want to bring Brenda back right now.
Why?
You're going to have to write to Guza on that one. I don't know what he's thinking, because if I was a writer on General Hospital, I would be like, okay, guess what? Las Vegas ended. We're getting Vanessa. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been not, like, calling her as soon as the next day. I mean, they're having a ratings problem, and she definitely brings in the viewers.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Send her flowers, candy, schmoozer.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need.
Send her on a friggin' trip and go.
And I think that I don't even think you have to, if they can't get her to a long-term contract, give her something short-term. Give her 6 months. Give her, you know, a lot of outs. Give her working 3 days a week because she has her son. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think they can really do just about anything. They should be willing to do just about anything to get
that. Well, they did it with Sarah.
Well,
she's only signed a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, Vanessa Marcel has said that she would love to come back to General Hospital, but at the time she was in a contract with Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know what'll happen now. I mean, it's anything is possible now, especially with the way daytime ratings are going downhill. So if you look at All My Children, they had to bring Dixie back because All My Children's ratings are slipping. So they had to bring her back. They cut her off. They killed her. Some stupid episode of her eating banana pancakes, and she died.
Well,
that's how you
has daytime become too gimmicky?
But I think
I'm sorry.
I think,
has daytime become too gimmicky? I mean, are we
I guess
really
so.
That?
I really, no, I think, you know what I think? I think a lot of ABC daytime shows have become too gimmicky. Not necessarily all the shows, but a lot of the ABC shows. Because even, like, General Hospital, I think of General Hospital, they have every sweep, it's something blowing up or someone getting shot or a hostage. I mean, when are we going to do a sweep that's like character-driven storylines where it's like something is happening, but it doesn't have to be a big explosion or, you know, a hostage or a fire or, like,
oh, I agree. If they would just develop some of the characters and not try to ruin them, you know, at every turn.
Right.
I'm sick of
people
dying.
Sweep doesn't always have to be a tragedy.
I'm sick of people dying. That's what I think. The numbers are dwindling. Everyone's dying, and I hate it.
Yeah, well, sweeps does not always have to be a tragedy, and that's where they make their mistake. Because even, not even just with General Hospital, because also on All My Children, there's a rumor about their May sweeps coming up on how the character Opal is going to get blown to pieces in a house.
No.
Yeah,
Opal?
Yeah, right, because they need ratings. And that's a whole
other
show for All My Children, but the rumor is because Jill Larson was put on recurring status a while ago, she hasn't really been on, and now it's they need ratings and they're gonna blow her up.
So they think get some ratings, blowing up Opal.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. They don't think. I don't know why they think that by blowing up all these core actors, it's gonna get them ratings. It's not.
But
no, alienates the audience. They should know this by now. If we, the audience, can figure that out, how come they can't?
But
I don't know why they get the big
so long.
All My Children
has been really bad for a while.
Yeah,
right.
I
have to go. I have to go to work, so.
All right,
Jessie.
I have to leave.
All right, sweetie. Bye, Giggler.
Bye, Giggler.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll talk to you at the next show.
Okay. Oh, bye, guys.
Night.
Bye, Jez.
Bye.
Let me
love
ask you Jessie. A question about the ratings.
We love the Giggler.
Hello?
Yes, we love the Giggler. Let me pull on another caller before you ask that question. Hold on
okay.
just a second. Area code 508.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Brandy. Hi, area code 508.
Hello.
It's my Brandy.
Hi.
Brandy.
Oh, okay.
I was on before.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw you on hold. Okay.
Yeah, I've been listening in.
Okay. So, you know what I think? I think also, what does everybody think of, and I'm going back far, but not too far back around 95, 96, Robin and Stone when Stone died.
That was an amazing episode.
Yeah, the whole storyline was groundbreaking.
Was
cool. And
just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what the CH needs to get back to, stories like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even just seeing
if
a little
they actually read their archives, they'd probably come up with more storylines.
I
mean,
even just the snippet of it in the montage today, it was just like it still invokes so much emotion, and I haven't seen that since it first aired. I mean, it's just.
I'm kind of glad that they didn't show when he said, "Robin, I see you." I was just like, that gets me all the time. It doesn't matter. I could watch it 10 times in a row. I will still bawl at that scene.
Yeah, that was something else there.
That
was a really good scene.
And the acting was just so high. I mean, Kimberly and Maurice, I think that's some of the best stuff they've done.
Yeah, I mean, Maurice's reaction to... to when
like,
Robin said
dead?
That Stone
dead?
Was dead, yeah, that was
is
just
dead?
Like
still kills me. Still to this day.
Well, it stands the test of time. We're still talking about it today. I mean,
it's true. And then also even like how they brought Emily into the Quatermains and back in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
way that Monica adopted her due to the breast cancer, all that other stuff. That's
yeah.
all groundbreaking stuff, you know.
Or
I mean,
even or Maxie and BJ.
Oh my gosh,
that was yeah, that was amazing.
That was so beautiful.
Just that picture of Tony listening to BJ's heart.
Yeah,
you know, in Maxie.
And when they played In the Arms of the Angel, oh my gosh. Everything about
when Felicia found out that was BJ's heart, that gets me.
Yeah, that was an amazing episode too. GH has such an awesome history.
Yeah,
that
they have
they're
such
really
a rich history.
Yeah. That they do.
I just wish they would honor it a little bit more than what they do. You know?
They could have did a better job honoring Amy Viney. She
yeah.
was a big part of the show.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
And we got that one little 5-second
little picture
at the end or something, right?
Yeah.
But she
used to be, like, very funny with, you know, just how she delved into everybody else's business and, you know, integrated herself. Yeah, she integrated herself into everybody's life. But it wasn't intrusively.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I couldn't resist.
But it was in a way where you didn't. I mean, you still loved Amy, and you know what else I miss? Richard Simmons. Do you all remember when he used to be on the show?
Oh yeah,
you're right.
I do.
Yes.
I remember. That is so right. Yes, you're right.
And the Nurse's Ball. I like that too.
I miss the Nurse's Ball.
Remember when Lucy was stripping and she was auctioning off all of her clothing and the jewelry she was wearing to raise the money?
Weird.
And that was so funny.
I knew you were going to say that.
That was like my favorite. That's like one of my.
And you, say that.
You know
me.
That's
oh
my
gosh.
Favorite.
They should bring Lucy and Kevin back and Felicia and Mac. I love them together.
They
should.
So fun.
They have some really good storylines.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to bring Felicia back in a different way than what they did before.
They just
flipped the script on her character altogether. It didn't make sense.
Yep, exactly.
Why she abandoned her kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
and
you.
And never came back and just gone again. Now she's just gone again.
Mm-hmm.
I read something that she's coming back again.
Really?
Anna's coming back.
I thought it was. They were in the process of trying to get her back again, but they weren't sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Anna Scorpio is coming back.
Yes, Anna Devine. She'll be back.
Yeah.
Robin.
Love her.
Now, if they get Tristan back, that'll be an awesome thing too. Yeah, what really bothers me is that they brought them back for like such a short stint with the promise of something good happening and something
and
big,
and
nothing happened. It fizzled.
I did not like when they brought Anna back and they made her like a schoolgirl going crazy over Eli Love.
A groupie.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
But that whole storyline was horrible. Eli Love. Yeah.
Yes, it was. No, they could have brought Rick Springfield back in a different way. I mean, they could have left Eli Love out of it.
Yeah, really.
And they should have.
Definitely.
They should.
It would have been an interesting triangle between he, Robert, and Anna. If Robert decided to step up to the plate and aggressively go after Anna and apologize. Once Robin's new boyfriend's father is starting to get interested in her, that would have been interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I wanted to see if you guys minded. I found some theme songs from General Hospital from its very first 1963 opening. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes.
It's hysterical. I mean, it's probably poor quality, by any means standard, but just listening to it compared to how it evolved over the years, it's almost similar to, you know, they all stay similar, but it's funny. So hang on a second. I'll put it on for you. Oh, wait a minute. I think I hit the wrong button. Oh, I hit the rap song. Wait a minute. That's a good one, too. We were talking about that the other day. Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is 1963. This is when they had live announcements over their music.
Back on the soap.
Yeah.
General Hospital. Brought to you by Bisquick, the variety baking mix from Betty Crocker. And by Johnson's Pledge for wax beauty instantly as you dust.
That was the 1963 opening.
Wow.
Huh?
That almost reminds me of Season Alive.
Yeah, almost, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And then they have the 70s, 80s, and 90s are pretty much the same. You know, I mean, they all kind of sound the same, and then it leads into, you know, the 2001. They really haven't changed it much since then. But I thought that was pretty interesting listening to that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the other ones. But the General Hospital rap, did anybody hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
I never heard it.
Oh, you have to hear it.
It's a pretty long song, but we could play a little bit of it. Definitely.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit. Yeah, we'll play a little bit of it. Yeah, we'll play a little bit. It's funny as hell.
It's kind of like a good workout song, right? Like.
Yeah, you know, you picked Olivia Newton-John with a bandana.
Definitely.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds like Donna Summers or something.
Yeah. 1981 just was a name.
I could picture Luke Rick rolling
the campus sister.
And the campus sister, right? Mom used to hang around. No one could prove that he was a crook.
Laura had to hit the road. They had to find the left-handed boy. Watch their steps. They had to be cool.
Oh. I still want this on my iPod.
It was so much. Others wanted it like Sally and Hutch. But there's one thing I must confess. Sally was a man who wore a dress. Luke kept his cool. He ain't no fool. He set them both up cold. Well, Sally died. Hutch survived. And no one got the gold.
Paging Dr. Noah Drake to ICU to treat a case of heartbreak.
So bad it's good.
I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, that is
so
just like
so
one of the funnest songs.
Now, you know, this one song wasn't written for General Hospital, but for Laura, they used to play Christopher Cross's songs.
Yes, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too, right. I remember that.
And, I mean, they showcased a lot of really good songs on General Hospital over the years.
They did. They have. Not so much anymore, though, but.
No.
I like actually the story that Tony Geary told why when Luke and Laura were dancing in Wyndham's, why they used Fascination. It was actually a favorite of Gloria Monty's, and they didn't have to pay a lot for it because it was an old song. That was what he said.
Yeah.
So, straight from Tony Geary.
This is I remember that. He said that at the
Super Soap Weekend and
right,
the Luke
right.
and Laura Day. That was a fun day. That was a fun
event. Wish I could have gone to that. I missed Super Soap by 1 year. I went for the first time last year and loved it.
Yeah.
Totally
it
loved it. And I said I only went because Josh Duhon was gonna be there. He was who I really wanted to meet. And I ended up meeting a whole lot of other, you know, ones that were there. I had a blast.
an absolute blast. I'm so glad I went.
Yeah, Supercell is awesome. It seems so intimidating to me, just so many people and so much stuff.
It's like sensory overload.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah,
I was there.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm going to bring on caller. We have another caller, Jen. Area code 763.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, 763.
Hi. It's just Annie from Minnesota again.
Hi, Annie from Minnesota.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm listening to all this GH talk, and as a newer fan from only 2001, I'm getting all recap of history all the time.
Oh, well, you know what? You can go, if you really want to know, I don't know any other source besides ABC.com, but if you go on ABC.com and click on General Hospital, it will take you back all the way to 1973, I believe, and give you a synopsis of each year on what the storylines were.
Oh, yeah, and thank goodness for YouTube.
YouTube is the place.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask about the ratings, because, there are people posting the whole episode online, and some one of them I noted had it said it was, the 56th most viewed site each day. And so I'm thinking about how many millions of people watch YouTube. And if it's the 56th out of the hundreds of thousands or even millions of things on there, how do things like YouTube affect an accurate count of how many people are actually watching General Hospital? Or do they not care about those types of venues?
Well, you mean like the ratings, the Nielsen ratings that actually monitor how many viewers watch the show? That's a different thing than YouTube.
Right, but what I'm saying, if a whole episode is on YouTube,
right,
are they considering that in their population of who's actually watching the soap?
Nielsen does monitor
websites. Nielsen does have a website monitoring service, but I don't know if they, that's not an authorized site. And if so, I'm wondering, when we think about how popular soaps are, because, you always read these things about our soaps dying and how popular they are, is that really true, given, how many people are watching them now online because of convenience or whatever, lack of commercials, things like that?
Well, you can't really tell what the ratings are anyways, because the Nielsen is such a guesstimate. They only go by how many people with Nielsen boxes are watching them. And then based off of that, they guesstimate what they think the number of people are viewing are. So soap ratings could be a lot higher than they're estimating them to be, actually.
Right. I think so, too.
About 3 or 4 months ago, maybe even 5 months ago it was, I was approached through the mail by Nielsen, and they sent me they called me on the phone, and they asked me how many televisions I had in my house and everything, and they actually gave me a book for each TV and write down from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep what is on TV, and then they sent me $30 in cash.
Wow.
And, of course, doing a system like that is really risky because you can write anything you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could have put all four televisions with the soaps on all day. what would they know?
This is true.
So, I don't know.
I think there should just be a SoapNet channel dedicated to General Hospital, since it is the most popular.
I would agree.
SoapNet
should just be about soaps.
Yeah, I don't like this whole the movie things that they show now on Sunday night, the Sunday night movie.
Oh, they suck.
I'm not a fan of that either.
Do we really need that?
No.
You can see that on the Lifetime Movie Network if you really wanted to.
Yeah, they could show classic, from All My Children, from, Young and the Restless, but, you know, all the soaps that they have on there now. They could show classic episodes, like they were. They were doing that for General Hospital before they did the Sunday night movie.
Yeah, these Sunday night movies are so stupid. If they're going to show stuff like that, at least show Sunday night movies that have the actors in them. You know, I mean, I could care less about half the people that they've shown. And what really pisses me off is that the ones that they started off with, they already repeated them.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I already went through repeats on those, and now I believe this Sunday it's supposed to be a new one, but even still, you know, it's not original. They're all old. They're from the 80s. Show our soaps.
And what happened to Soapography?
Yeah.
I mean, even get some original programming. I mean, I know that they canceled Soap Talk and everything, but, you know, they could do something to that effect. They could do something new. I mean, I don't understand.
They canceled One Day With, which I liked. I don't see why anybody wouldn't like that. They don't show the biography, the soapography anymore.
Well, they canceled the One Day With because it got too expensive, because when he was flying to New York and back and forth and stuff. That's why they originally only started with General Hospital people.
Right, right, and people on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Is it true that Brian Scott Frantz is still heading that programming on that network?
Well, Brian Frantz is the president of ABC Daytime, so I would imagine that he oversees SoapNet also.
Because I heard he was taking a more active role, and so I could only imagine this is why the programming has switched over so dramatically.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the one that you know, was, you know, so wanted Night Shift.
Well, I didn't mind Night Shift so much, but when it got to the part when Bradford and, I mean, well, I'll say Spinelli and Jason cut the baby open with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
with a
nice watching. It wasn't even a knife.
Yeah, right? That's when I stopped watching it. I didn't watch it again after that because I thought that was just really totally outrageous to even put in there. It was just silly. Oh, let me get a knife and I'll cut her belly open like you know where to cut. Come on.
But
that was
honestly,
just really...
I mean, Night Shift is supposed to be about the hospital. Why was Jason there?
They wanted ratings, and Steve Burton brings ratings.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. You know, that's the only reason why he was there. And now, truthfully, that's the only reason why I watched it. But once I saw him cutting open that woman's stomach, I was like, all right, this is over, because this is just so silly now. You know, him with the janitor's mop, and come on.
And it kind of went downhill from there.
Well, you know what I really don't like is the fact that they tried to do like they did with Port Charles and keep the soaps separate, which was really silly.
Yeah.
How are you going to have the same characters on both soaps? And, you know, you can't have them both on the same show.
They messed up with Night Shift was that the whole time it was on, they were saying that it had nothing to do with General Hospital. It was a completely different show. It had
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with them. It was like an alternate reality. And then when it ended, all of a sudden, it did have to do with General Hospital, and they brought all the Night Shift people onto GH, and then it was supposed to be that those Night Shift storylines were then integrated into the General Hospital storyline. When the whole
right, that was
like,
a question.
It has nothing to do with it.
There is no cohesive
action. A question I wanted to ask Bradford, but I got away from me, was there was a rumor that Night Shift is supposed to be starting filming again in the summer. And I'm really curious to see if that's true. How are they supposed to do that? Being they brought everybody from Night Shift onto the cast at General Hospital, how are they supposed to split the two? You know, you can't have it like Bizarro World, you know. You just can't do it like that no more unless you brought on a whole new cast.
Which would just be pointless.
I heard that they are bringing on a whole new cast.
They are?
Yes, that's what I heard. Don't quote me on it. Don't quote me on it, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, I meant to ask him that when we had him on, but, you know, he was just so excited, and we had so many callers. I wanted to try and get to everybody that was on that line. You know, we'll find out again. We're hopefully in the works, just for the listeners that are out, still listening to us, we're in the works on trying to get a show put together with the girls of the, I guess you want to call them the girls of Night Shift General Hospital, Manai and Kent King, and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, we'll have them on.
I love Dr. Winter. She's never on anymore. But
yeah, well, we're working on it now to put a show together for them. I'm just waiting to hear back from their publicists, and hopefully we'll have a date set for them. And then we also have some other people that have are interested in coming on the show, just so we can tell that out there. I don't know if anybody watches One Life to Live. Sean Ringgold, who plays Vincent's bodyguard, I'm working with him on setting a date for him to come on the show, because he really hasn't been on One Life to Live that much anymore, but he has just landed a role as Suge Knight in the new Biggie Smalls movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard that.
Yeah, so we're working on some big people, hopefully, you know, within the next show. So, you know, I want, you know, our listeners to stay with us and always tune in. And when we don't have celebrity guests, we'll always have chat. On Monday's show, we're going to be chatting about the Touched by Your Star event, which Jennifer and Desi are actually going to in Michigan. So we'll be doing a recap on that. Yeah, so that should be really
interesting. Where in Michigan is it?
It's in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Okay.
But I think it's sold out, isn't it, Jen?
It is sold out.
Yeah, I looked on their website earlier.
It's been sold out for a few weeks now, actually. I think that when me and Desi got the tickets, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks after that, it was sold out. So it was it's a very limited number of fans that are actually going to this thing. It's more for it actually benefits the Desi Guzman Foundation. And, you know, it's mostly the people from General Hospital are going to be there.
Right.
Let's see who's going to be there. Tyler Christopher is going to be there. Drew Cheatwood.
Isn't Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Barash, isn't he going to be there too?
Brandon Barash. Bradford, of course, will be there. And Kimberly McCullough.
Right.
Cynthia Preston, Lindsay Leatherman. I know I'm missing a lot of people.
Steve Burton.
Yes, Steve Burton. How could I miss Steve Burton? Sebastian Roche, Jason Gearhart will be there. But yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, one of my friends went last year, and she said that she had a blast. So I said, well, gee, how could I not go this year with Sebastian and Bradford going with, you know.
That didn't surprise me, Jen.
Yeah, so that should be a really good show on Monday to recap all the events coming in from our little spies. So that should be really cool. We're going to send them with cameras on their toes.
A little notepad.
Oh, we're going to put cameras on your shoes.
No, I was just saying, I think it's great what you all are doing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, you can also, just so for the people that are still listening, you can sign up for text message alerts for each of our shows, because right now, because we are such a brand new show, we really don't have a set schedule, because we're trying to get an earlier slot time. And the more people that listen and read us, gives us a chance at getting a better slot time, so we're not always at 11 o'clock. But so you can go onto our website in MySpace, right, Jen? It's at MySpace, and they can sign up for our text message alerts.
Yeah, you can either go to blogtalkradio.com/stardish, and you'll see the text message alert there. It says, don't miss our next show. Same thing on our MySpace, www.myspace.com/stardishradio.
Yes, definitely send us requests for friends. We love friends.
Okay, I see where you're at right now. Okay, I'm going to celebrate now.
sign up for the text message alerts, and you know, right now we know that we definitely have our show scheduled for Monday. We've got another one scheduled for Thursday the 10th. Still to be announced if anybody's going to be there. We're waiting for people to give us a ring back. We're waiting for some One Life to Live people, and hopefully the girls from Night Shift sometime next week if their schedule permits. So, but we'll always keep you updated on that. So we just want to make sure that you all guys know what's going on.
Sounds good.
So what other storyline? You know what I was looking at on ABC.com? I was reading some back of some of the storylines of way back when the whole triangle between Rick, Monica, and Alan. And I found it really interesting. You know, I mean, I remember some of them as I'm reading them, you know, because I did watch, but not as loyal as I am now with the help of TiVo and SoapNet, because once you missed a soap, back then, you missed it, and you were pretty much SOL. But it's really interesting to read up on how when Alan tried to kill them in the nursery, and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, and the history of the three of them. And I'm really upset now that the rest of them are not on the show anymore.
I thought it was very disrespectful the way that they killed off Alan. Is very disrespectful
to
Stewart.
Yes,
Rick as well.
What?
I said, and Rick as well, the way they killed Rick off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They changed his total character. He wasn't as sinister as made him out to be.
Yes, you're right about that.
And how about the way that Monica always used to favor Jason, and Jason is not even her biological
son.
That's right, yeah.
She ever favored AJ. Well, actually, nobody really ever favored AJ. He was
was kind of the redheaded stepkid.
He's a redheaded stepchild. That's all he was.
Well, you know what's even worse? Now, they keep saying Monica lost two children. I'm almost positive her daughter Dawn died.
Yes, so she actually lost three children.
But she doesn't even count her when they talk about
they
the writers about it.
They
don't research back into where they started from, and that's pretty ridiculous. Matter of fact, look, I just pulled it up. In 1980, it says, Monica made a startling discovery when she observed that Alan Jr. bore the same birthmark that Alan had. So Tess proved that the baby was indeed Alan because they thought it was Rick's baby.
He had a heart condition, too, that they ended up having to check out. That was genetic as well, I believe.
Right. So yeah, I like reading these things. It gives you a good insight on what really happens, and gives you a good memory check.
I like the General Hospital scrapbook that came out in 95 or 96. That it had the history from 1963 up until 95.
Oh, did it? No, I didn't see that.
They could have put out something like that for this upcoming anniversary.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
I think that they should really update those books. They should do it every 10 years.
Or you know what? With it online, they could do an interactive one.
They could.
And then have fans contribute to it as well, like what they liked and didn't like.
ABC Daytime could do so many things. I think another thing that they should do is they should put popular storylines on DVD. Fans would just buy that.
Oh, yeah.
People would buy their favorite storylines for pretty much any amount of money, I think.
I mean, you put out that Luke and Laura collection. You know, people are going to buy that one.
I would love to have, like, the old days of Lucky and Liz when it was Jonathan Jackson. I would love to have that.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to have that, and I would pay whatever they'd put on the tag for that.
Now, why is it that they cannot reproduce on DVD for the series?
Honestly, I really don't see any reason why they can't, because they own it.
Right.
I mean, you put so you put Night Shift on DVD. We could have the whole series of Night Shift on DVD, but you mean to tell me that you can't put certain storylines on DVD? I think that
right.
they're just lazy. I think that they're just lazy to edit it. Do it now. I'll sit there and edit it. I'll sit there.
I do it.
That's fine. Seriously, I'd be like, can I keep the ones that I want?
You know, I think too it has to do with distribution too. Marketing and distribution. I'm pretty sure there would be the argument, even though I don't agree with it, that they wouldn't make enough to cover the cost of marketing it and distributing it, given the popularity of YouTube.
But they offer everything. I saw Night Shift on the back of a OK magazine. So I mean, with the amount of soap opera fans are out there, and even ones that don't even watch anymore, like, say, the elder soap fans, that would be something pretty awesome for them to get. Like, you know, like, I know I grew up watching them with my mother and my grandmother. If my grandmother was still alive and I gave her a box set of General Hospital from 1963, she would be thrilled. It's like equivalent to me giving my father a box set of Frank Sinatra movies. You know, it's history.
And they have such a niche market. It wouldn't take much marketing. I mean, you put a commercial for it on GH or run it through during all day during ABC Soaps. You put something in Soap Opera Digest or Soaps and Dap. You just put little things there. And, I mean, it wouldn't take a lot to get people to buy it. You just got to tell them once, because everyone would want, people would want, you know, Luke and Laura. People would want Stone storyline, Stone and Robin. People would want those things, so it wouldn't be like, oh, we have to put it on billboards and we have to put it on buses. It's not a promoting a movie.
I mean, hell, you can put it on MySpace for free.
Exactly. And you could even cut your cost of cheaper. I mean, like, they would most likely maybe want, you know, maybe soap actors promoting this and stuff, but they don't have to do that. Cameron Matheson doesn't have to promote everything. But,
no.
You know, they can just, you know, go on the street, like, get an open call for fans to come in and say, you know, why they love these soaps, why it's, you know, that could be the commercial.
Exactly.
It would be interesting if you all interview Brian Franz to find out why.
Don't think I don't have his information. He's on my list. He's on my list.
He has a slick answer for everything, Franz does. So you
know. I read
somewhere
in one of the articles that he gave an interview about General Hospital's 45th anniversary, saying that he hopes in the next 45 years General Hospital is actually animated. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can say that too.
Oh, come on.
Exactly. I mean, what if we're going to air it on Cartoon Network? Are you kidding me? Get over yourself.
Isn't it enough that Jeannie Francis and Tony Geary actually already kind of animated themselves a little bit?
Yeah.
They actually, I don't know if anybody's familiar, there was a movie, there was a, I believe it's a Disney Channel series called Teacher's Pet. There was actually a movie that was on DVD, and one of the scenes is they're watching a TV and it's soap opera, and the voices of the guy and the girl are actually Jeannie Francis and Tony Geary.
No, I didn't know that.
I can remember the exact name of the movie. Oh gosh, I'll think of it. It'll just come to me.
I can't. I'm gonna get another caller. Area code 63.
Hello.
It's Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I don't have a phone in, so I'm calling in.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
It's really fuzzy. You guys keep cutting out while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, Michelle is the Kent and Minai expert.
Oh, okay. Very good. That's the lady you were telling me about.
Yes, she's great.
Oh, okay.
She's very informative, and she's a lot of fun. We all love Missy.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
We love her more than
we
love Brandy. Just saying, Brandy, I love you.
Right. She loves more than Brandy. I think Brandy hung up. She said she found a bug and she had to hang up.
Yeah, we lost the call, I see. So I don't know who that was, though.
Yeah, it was Brandy.
Area
Brandy
code 508 was Brandy, right?
Yeah, it was Brandy.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Brandy. I love you.
So, Michelle, what do you think of the chat so far?
Very good. It's very nice. You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
So let's touch on, while we have a good 24 minutes left, who do we want to see at Super Soap?
We want to see Sebastian Roche at Super Soap.
Yes.
But will they let him go because he's older? They don't seem to like bringing the older actors from General Hospital there.
Yeah, I mean, they could seriously. I would love to see Nancy and Rick there.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want Bradford to come back.
Oh, I can't see how they wouldn't have him back.
Yeah, I mean, last year he was basically number one in that park, you know.
Right.
I think Brandon Brash should be there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new people should be there.
Yes, definitely. I think that they should definitely bring Sarah Brown there.
Yeah, I think that was what I was going to say. Sarah Brown, you got to better milk her while you can.
You know, they just keep bringing the same people. They're all the time, you know, like, you know, hey, Lulu, Logan, Carly.
Yeah. Well, I say that with everybody listening and in the chat room, to go to the website that Jen gave out earlier and start throwing out those comments, because I think that the earlier you start sending them in, it'll start reeling into these people on who we really want to see.
Definitely. Hey, call Brian Franz's office. Actually, there's actually his office number actually there. I believe they actually have that up. Because I actually called his number, and one time he actually answered the phone.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
His secretary
That's
was out.
Scary
his
from
secretary
to
was.
Talk to him.
Oh, I would be like, you're ruining ABC daytime, and
he's been ruining it since he took the job.
Yeah. But his secretary was out. I thought he was answering his phone.
Oh my God.
I can just imagine how many calls he gets a day, though.
I can imagine.
Say it again.
Phone ringing.
So I can imagine how many times a day he gets calls. You know,
oh, he probably gets barraged by telephone calls. Especially, mm-hmm. I can imagine how much hate mail he gets.
Hey, I'm a contributor.
Yeah, well,
be
I
a
can
fly on the wall at one of their board meetings.
Right.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't want to be his postman. Not at all.
But is there anybody on the line that has never been to Super Soap Weekend?
I have never been.
I've never been.
Who's that?
Michelle has never been. I don't think I could handle it. I think it's too many lines and too many crazy people.
It scares me. Super Soap scares me. It's a little bit
too
intimidating. Yeah, if you're
that,
not
Michelle.
In the crowd... Don't go.
Yeah,
it definitely is crazy. It's you guys have to be on your toes pretty much, you know.
Well, yeah, it's a nonstop running. I mean, if you're a person that don't like the fast pace of things, then no, it is so not for that kind of person.
Yeah, definitely.
But I
not.
Mean, you have to be prepared in Super Soap, seriously, with a good pair of comfortable shoes. And don't we have flip-flops, because your feet will get run over by the hover rounds. I mean,
oh,
the people just will knock you down in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
One woman last year. I was on my way to Bradford's signing. I had a fast pass for. And I was veering off to my right, and she was, like, standing there. And I couldn't get past her. I mean, and she physically just put her hands on me and, like, pushed me out of her way. I
swear I wanted to go back and find this lady. You have no idea. But I wanted to get to my signing. But I tell you, the next 2 days over there, I was looking for that lady.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I was looking for her vigorously, and she's so lucky I never saw her again. Because the Disney Happy Police would have threw me right out of the park.
Oh, wait, no. You go out, I mean, like, you see these shows they do out in the open where, you know, people could be usually where they have the parades outside. They have this stage, and people just pretty much gather around there, wait, you know, for their favorites to come there, and it's just so crowded. I mean, like, you move one inch the wrong way, people are pushing you, you know, get out of my way, and it's like,
yeah.
I have, like, a centimeter of space to work with. Where would you like me to move?
You remember, Jen, when we were standing there at the street jam with those three girls that were in front of us?
Oh,
my
gosh.
That kind of just, like, milled their way into our space.
Uh-huh.
And we were just like, you kidding me? I really just had to get up and walk away because I couldn't stand there no more because I was being, like, suffocated by all those people. I mean, it's like going to stand in a concert and you're up at the front row and you have all
mm-hmm.
those people behind you. So,
yeah.
I mean, some people bring those folding chairs, which I most definitely will bring this year. I'm bringing me a chair.
Yeah, I have my little stool that I bring with me.
Yeah, I am not getting stuck like I did last year, but it's really insane because they sit out in front of that stage. They'll sit there all day in the heat and the hot sun just so they have that front row seat for that night at Street Jam.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I go to pretty. I mean, this past year I did. My target was this year. I want to try to do as many shows and interviews that Bradford was in as possible, and I got on every single one of them. But the Street Jam, oh my gosh, fighting your way up to the stage. Depending on the person in front of you, there are some people that will actually wait there for hours, and then they'll just be like, you know what, this is so not worth it, I can't take it anymore, and they'll just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, like, these 50 people try to cram into one little spot who gets there first.
And the best is when they say, oh, I'm holding this spot. This little piece of concrete, I'm holding this spot. You're holding this spot. Are you kidding me? I couldn't fit my pinky toe in that spot. Who are you holding it for?
Yeah, really.
And then you got people coming from the back of the crowd trying, so like they're behind the barricades and they cross the barricades, come up into the front, and they squeeze. Oh, my mom is all the way there on the other side of the front row. Well, you know what, honey? That is so not my problem. You should have been with her from the beginning. Because that's not right.
Exactly. There are people, they come in and they try to take it. They're like, Mom, where are you? And it's like, yeah, she's at home sleeping. Who are you trying to get, please?
You know? And then the best are the ones with the wheelchairs and the hover rounds, because really all you have to do is go pay the $10 and $15 for the hover round and the wheelchair, and
mm-hmm.
you can just get into every handicapped spot. They don't require any kind of proof of anything or whatever. So you have in that whole handicap lot, you have people who just rent those hover rounds just so they can get into the front row with these seats.
That's crazy.
And you know that's,
oh, that's
and I don't like when people do that because there are people that actually need the wheelchairs and they need the hover rounds and stuff and they want to see the
right.
show too, and you're taking their spot. So if you
exactly.
can't stand, you shouldn't be at Super Weekend.
Right. Absolutely. If you don't need it, you have no business touching it. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what it is. I like going. I'll always go. I'm glad I started going. So, I mean, I just deal with it. But you have to be prepared for all those things. The very first year that I went, it was so funny because I wore a pair of sneakers that I never wore before. And when I tell you, because I don't normally wear sneakers. I live in Florida. I wear flip-flops all the time, and I never wear sneakers. So I bought these sneakers, and they were so tight on me, and I figured, oh, I'll just loosen them up. I wore them the first day. by maybe 2 hours after us walking around, I was ready to punch myself in the face. I went into one of the Disney stores and asked them for a pair of scissors, and I cut the backs out of the sneakers before I went and found a pair of flip-flops, and they didn't have any more female flip-flops in the store. They only had man flip-flops, so I was wearing man flip-flops, and my sister-in-law was kidding me. She's like, oh, Joanne's wearing mandals, and it was hysterical. So you have to be so prepared. I learn something new every year when I go.
Oh, yeah, mine was like a crash course last year. I really had no idea what to expect. I mean, I knew to get there early and lines were going to be long, but it was craziness. It was fun, exhausting, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to sign up for the craziness again this year.
Right.
Yes. So are we.
What about fan club weekend in California every July?
I would love to go to that.
Michelle, you want to take the lead on this?
Too.
Michelle, you want to take the lead on this?
Do I want to take the lead on this? As long as everybody's girls' night out with Kenton and I, it's all good.
Woohoo! I'm going to that one.
That's right.
Michelle has been to a lot of fan club weekend events. How many have you been to?
I that the other day, and it's going to be the sixth year. I'm like, that's crazy.
Wow.
This
is only going to be my second year.
Yeah.
So what is it like? How is it different from Super Soap? I mean, that's my only experience.
It's calmer.
It's calmer.
It's more organized. You know, you have your ticket.
You bake inside the room where the luncheon is held because it is so hot, and they're very cheap about not wanting to turn the air on.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's so much better.
Yeah, I mean, it's more organized where the fact that, okay, you have your ticket.
You only have 400 people allowed in there.
Yeah, you have your ticket. It's kind of like for the lines, it's kind of like a free for all. Okay, this person's over here. You kind of have to find the table, be on that line, and then, you know, find the people in the room. But it's pretty much organized chaos for that event. But the other events,
you
they're pretty.
Most of the cast there.
Oh yeah, definitely. The other events pretty much kind of intimate. You know, you have your ticket, you sit at a table, they do Q&A, then they do the meet and greets and stuff. You know, each event is different. And then the other actors, like let's say that Greg Vaughn is doing an event. You know, most likely maybe Becky will come and crash it, or you know, whoever. Like
you
they
never really
crash.
Know who else is going to show up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds
good.
Yeah.
I like that idea too, but the only thing that I wouldn't be able to afford it, because they charge separate for each event.
Yes, they do.
So I mean that I would never be able to do, and for me to fly to California for, you know, a $75 ticket for you know an afternoon is just not feasible. So I'll stick with a Super Soap until they start flocking over here to South Florida, or I hit the lotto, whichever comes first.
I'm just glad they come to Florida.
Well,
Well,
I just found out that Natalia Livingston is going to be here in Hollywood, Florida.
Woo!
That would be cool.
Jen, when is it? The first week of June?
Yes, I believe so. Oh, when is the exact? Let me find the exact date. She's actually doing a lot of events around with Tyler Christopher. She's actually doing a lot of events with him. I guess kind of for like the Nicholas and Emily fans.
Oh, like a farewell tour.
I spoke to him earlier. I spoke to Tyler Christopher earlier, and he did say that's exactly why they're doing it. It's kind of like her farewell tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be doing Hollywood, Florida. They'll be doing Tennessee and all that other stuff coming up soon. But I'm glad they're doing Hollywood because that's 10 minutes from me. I can just get in my car, get out on the highway, and I'm there.
Well,
so
there you go.
I just have to find out where in Hollywood it is, and I will be there.
Well, you have to give us a scoop when you come back.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely go to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like
that. Yeah, I But I will always go to Superstore. I would even drive to Georgia. Georgia's not too far, you know. I mean, I know they do some stuff in Georgia, but I found out about it a little too late, so I couldn't go. But I would drive up to Georgia. It's not that long of a drive.
Here, it's actually Saturday, May 31st at Improv, 5700 Seminole Way, Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, that's at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, it's at 3 p.m. It's $50. The number is 954-981-5653. You can call that for information. They could probably help you out with the tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's down at the casino. So that's the casino where Anna Nicole Smith died, just
really?
FYI.
Oh,
yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Yes, that's the casino where Anna Nicole Smith died. Yeah.
And then in June, they are actually June 1st, they will be in Nashville, Tennessee. June 14th, they will be in Boston, Massachusetts. June 14th, they're actually doing two shows in Massachusetts, one in Boston, one in Chicopee. And then... Yeah, so that's what they have going on for June, those two.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. I'm happy because I'm going to make sure I get my tickets tomorrow. That I will.
You'll have to be me representing for Natty.
Oh, I will. All the way. You know I will. All the way. And I'll be very excited. I never got to meet Natalia at Super Soap because her tickets were gone, but I did bump into her. She was coming, you know, they were escorting her to her
mm-hmm.
her little signage area, and she was so sweet. She stopped, she took a picture, and you know, but you know, the Disney employees, Super Soap weekend, they ain't so nice.
they
are not the happiest people on earth during Super Soap weekend when they escort those stars around.
They're like, no pictures.
Yeah, they
oh, it's so funny. They certainly do. They certainly do. It's like they're walking George Clooney across the park or something. No pictures, no pictures. Just messed up.
Oh, they
so
would
funny.
Not let us go near Michael Easton that one year. They were like, girls, back up.
Oh, I know. I saw that too. Because last year, Linda's sister-in-law was supposed to go with us. And she had to have emergency surgery. And Michael Easton is her utmost complete favorite. So what we did was we bought her a Get Well card. Remember, I had Bradford sign it. Susan Lucci signed it.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Knight signed it. And I tried to get Michael Easton to sign it. And they would not, for any friggin' reason, let me near him. I said, oh, you know what? Whatever. Him and his raccoon self can go somewhere else. He don't want to sign his card. I was so mad.
Next time you want something signed by Michael, I'll just go stand outside the studio since it's pretty close to me. So I'll just,
oh, yeah,
I'll
true. That's true. That is true. I didn't see them when I came down there, but, yeah, I like sitting out in front of them. You got a good advantage there.
Well, all my children and one night's live are not that far from each other, so they're pretty accessible.
I never did the one night's live. I only went to all my children.
Yeah, that's where I mostly go because I more watch All My Children because my mom's a huge All My Children fan, so I know more people
right.
from there. So,
yeah. Has anybody been to Susan Lucci's breakfast at Super Soap?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. If you're going to go to Super Soap this year, I definitely recommend you go to her breakfast. She has it the day before Super Soap starts. And she is the most gracious person. She sits with every single person that's in that room. You go to her table. The breakfast is amazing. And she gives away the most fabulous gifts. And it's all for charity. So it all goes to a children's charity that she endorses. So it's really, really nice. She has it in the Brown Derby. And then that also gives you access to the park for the day. And if you walk around the park the day before the Super Soap starts, you'll see all the stars out filming their promos for Super Soap.
That.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Oh,
we saw a lot of people that day.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the access that you get
you know, to the stars. I've never met an actor really until I went to Super Soap, and it was.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm still smiling, you know, like months later.
Oh, that's
later.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah,
if you can go, it's a good thing to go to. It definitely is. I'm glad
yeah.
I went.
I mean, as long as you, Super Soap Weekend is a lot of fun, as, you know, as we said before, as long as you could, you know, you don't mind walking around.
Keep up with the pace,
stuff
right.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to go prepared, and you'll survive if you go prepared. I mean, the way that this will be my fourth year going, but the way that we learned is each year we learned something new, and I joined different chat clubs, and everybody in each chat club had something different to offer. So I found out a lot more each time around on what to do, what not to bring, and, you know, stuff like that. So I think that's a good way of finding out too.
But this year was exceptionally cold.
Oh,
yes,
God,
it was.
4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. It really, really was. That's how Jennifer and I met. We shared a space of concrete
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night, waiting in line.
But we were half sleeping. We were like,
Yeah. Yeah, it was something.
So you all saw Bradford when he came there, right?
At the 2 o'clock in the morning thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jen was sleeping.
I was like,
yes. Yeah, she stayed in and slept that day. No, me and my other friend Linda were there. And I had my, it was so funny because we came with chairs. We found wheelchairs out in the parking lot. So we wheeled them back to the gate and we sat in them and we were going to sleep. And I hear like this little shuffle of the feet. And I was like, what is that? And I open my eyes and I see like in the distance, Bradford walking with his microphone, like all hunched over, like he's ready to do a sneak attack. And I smacked Linda. I was like, get the camera. Woke her up, and she was like, what? I was like, Bradford Anderson's coming with a video camera. And then he just, it was hysterical. It really was. He brought chips and soda, and he was really funny. I loved how he interacted with everybody that morning. It was really cool.
He's such a genuine guy. I mean, you know, I've never met him up close and personal, but he just comes across as one of the most genuine, most giving people on TV that I've ever seen. Yeah. So no pretension to him, no airs about him. You know, he is who he is. Kind of guy.
Yeah, no, he's a really good guy. If he didn't have a prior commitment, he would have stayed on with us the entire show. He's just really, really good like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll definitely get him back for an hour, and then we could
take he'll
the
come
calls
back
that
on.
We missed and everything.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I'll
he will definitely come back on.
Back.
Without a doubt.
We have 2 minutes remaining.
Oh wow!
Yes,
that was quick.
Yes, time kind of flew. Goodness.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that everyone pretty much, at least half of everybody, stuck around and chatted with us in the chat room as well as on the telephone. I really hope that we satisfied all your soap cravings, I guess you want to call it? Soap talk cravings?
Oh, yeah. And then...
You know, and chatted a long time with you guys, and I strongly suggest that everyone go and sign up for our email alerts. I mean, text message alerts, sorry. We're working on email alerts. So this way you know when our show is on until we get our permanent schedule, and we can do this. We're planning on doing it, right, Jen, maybe 2 to 3 times a week?
Yeah, I think we're looking at Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. That's what we're looking at. So
that's what we're striving for. But so just sign up for the text message alerts and check our MySpace and look for the bulletins and the blogs, because we will definitely be posting quite a bit. So I really hope everybody does that. And I want to say thank you to everybody for staying with us and listening to us. It was really cool, and thank you to Bradford Anderson. I never got to play my little clip, so I'm going to play it now. Ready?
Right now. Ready?
I'm the Jackal, assassin of cyberspace.
And we love him.
I love
that. I
never
got to play it. So I wanted to say thanks for that, and to everybody that's still on the phone and still in the chat room, we love you. And I think we'll sign off with a classic GH song. So make sure that you check that to the blog and to our MySpace and our Blog Talk Radio page for the latest updates on what's going on at Star Dish Radio. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night.
Blog Talk Radio.